Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. We're living through an incredible period of growth and transformation across technology, finance, and the open source community. Today I'll walk you through recent developments shaping these industries, with updates ranging from regulatory changes to hardware breakthroughs and community engagement. First off, let's have a look at how the subscription model is keeping premium content and high-quality journalism alive. LWN, a well-known open-source news outlet, continues to rely on its subscriber base to deliver in-depth articles. Their piece, Simpler Management of the Huge Zero Folio, exemplifies the exclusive insight subscribers get. While some content eventually becomes freely available, this model ensures continued access to expert reporting and supports sustainable journalism in tech. Next up, fintech leaders, including prominent players such as Klarna, Robinhood, and Gemini, have made headlines recently. These companies are challenging the US government on the issue of banking fees related to customer data access, a pressing concern for innovators in the space. This all started when major banks, particularly JP Morgan Chase, imposed restrictive charges for accessing bank data, putting up barricades for fintech firms. The fintech sector argues that such fees stifle innovation and create undue hurdles for small businesses looking to compete or develop new services. Executives are pushing for a more open and inclusive financial infrastructure aimed at protecting startups and encouraging fresh competition that ultimately benefits everyday users. Maintaining a fair, transparent, and innovative financial system has never been more vital, as digital services keep expanding their footprint. This advocacy reflects a broader industry trend towards open ecosystems, where access and innovation can thrive without excessive gatekeeping by major incumbents. On the topic of security, it's been a busy week with multiple Linux distributions pushing out critical updates to safeguard users and improve system stability. Alma Linux rolled out patches to its kernel and several core Python libraries, with a focus on addressing vulnerabilities and reinforcing the security foundation of their platform. Over on Debian, the team released an updated Chromium package to fix potential weaknesses that could be exploited, underlining their commitment to user protection. Fedora maintained its stride as well, steadily releasing updates across a host of applications to bolster defenses and safeguard sensitive user data. These regular proactive updates send a clear message. The tech community recognizes that cyber threats are always evolving, requiring ongoing vigilance. Security is no longer a one-time job. It's a continuous process and a hallmark of responsible development. Shifting to the hardware front, AMD has unveiled the Ryzen Threadripper PRO9995WX, a chip that immediately stands out for its brute computational force and efficiency. We're talking about a processor packing up to 96 cores, supporting enormous parallel workloads and memory bandwidth. This new release on the TRX 50 platform isn't just about raw speed. It's tailored for professionals needing heavy lifting in creative or analytical work. The benchmark numbers speak for themselves, and the buzz in high-performance computing circles is well justified. Meanwhile, Lenovo has reported a substantial UPT ICK in PC sales, clearly fueled by renewed consumer interest in AI-capable, next-gen hardware. Their numbers reflect a shift in demand, with businesses and individuals alike chasing devices ready for machine learning, automation, and advanced analytics. It's a sign that the AI wave isn't just theoretical, it's being integrated into desktops and laptops across workplaces and homes. But it hasn't all been smooth sailing on the performance front, especially for Linux users on ARM64 hardware during the recent 6.17 kernel cycle. An effort to optimize system efficiency inadvertently triggered a pretty hefty regression, with some users seeing performance drops up to 43%. Fortunately, the community responded quickly. Engineers tracked down the issue, developed a fix and merged it, restoring performance to expected levels. This quick response highlights the power of open collaboration and the agility of open source projects in addressing user needs. Speaking of open source, there's been some truly exciting momentum in the community, both at an economic and cultural scale. The Open Source Initiative, or OSI, has released new research putting the economic value of open source technology at an estimated $8.8 trillion, a staggering figure that captures its central role in global innovation. OSI continues to foster collaboration, hosting events like the Data Governance Conference, which focuses on open source AI and the ethical inclusive governance models that keep these projects healthy and sustainable. At the heart of this, the OSI reminds everyone, developers, enterprises, and users alike, why clear definitions and principles matter for keeping the open source ecosystem vibrant and fair. Intel, another major force in tech, recently made headlines for strategic changes in its open source efforts, particularly a transition in leadership for the Habana Labs Linux kernel driver, with AI accelerators becoming central to modern computing. Stable leadership and ongoing maintenance for these projects is absolutely essential. The industry knows that open source code underpins everything from startups to supercomputers. Community contributions and solid leadership ensure these projects don't just survive, but meaningfully evolve to meet new demands. Diana Tadea, a seasoned site reliability engineer, recently gave a talk on the value of community participation and mentorship in open source. Her message is clear. The growth and sustainability of open source innovation rely on those who volunteer, educate, and give back. That spirit of engagement not only spreads technical knowledge, but also empowers people to experiment, contribute, and build a better digital future together. Turning to privacy and regulation, California's data brokers have come under the microscope for failing to provide user-friendly, accessible opt-out tools for consumers. This lack of transparency and consumer control has caught the attention of privacy advocates, who are calling for tighter oversight and improved practices in data management. As more services depend on personal data flows, there's mounting pressure to ensure that users retain agency over how companies leverage and store their information. Elsewhere, New York Attorney General Letitia James has filed suit against Zelle's parent company, Early Warning Services, over a staggering $1 billion in alleged fraud losses. The claims cite a lack of sufficient anti-fraud controls, sparking debates on platform accountability, prompt restitution for victims, and the role of regulators in protecting digital payment users. As instant payments become standard, so too must the protocols for monitoring, preventing, and responding to scams and unauthorized transactions. It's a call for better collaboration between private enterprise and public agencies to keep the financial system both efficient and secure. Before we wrap up, I want to highlight a breakthrough coming from the intersection of technology and healthcare, a field rapidly embracing innovation to improve lives. The University of Maryland School of Medicine has introduced a promising treatment for carbon monoxide poisoning, using an engineered protein known as RCOMH-BDCCC. This approach has demonstrated significant improvements in emergency medical care, offering faster, more effective recovery for affected patients. With carbon monoxide poisoning remaining a serious emergency worldwide, advances like this have the potential to save countless lives and transform clinical practice. It's a reminder that technology isn't just about gadgets or code, it's directly impacting well-being, safety, and future possibilities in medicine. Pulling it all together, the themes of fintech innovation, heightened security awareness, hardware leaps, and open source development all converge. These advances are powered by collaborative spirit and a dedication to keeping systems open, reliable, and competitive, no matter the sector or challenge faced. If there's one clear takeaway from this week's news, it's that staying ahead means being informed, taking a proactive stance, and refusing to let inertia shield us from change. Whether it's championing transparent regulations, developing next-gen hardware, or joining a global open source project, every stakeholder has a role to play. So as we look forward, let's commit to embracing collaboration, openness, and resilience in our rapidly evolving digital world. Thanks for listening.